Yeah, thanks. Again, Ron Huber, Friends of Scott Bay, and some of the points were a bit addressed, but let's go on quickly through things here. Just right away, the metal waste, and I understand that the scrap from the New Hampshire port both came from the shredding site, but also from small business junk metal recyclers. And does Grimmel propose to do that here? Well, it sounds like it may be possible given the use of the rail line, which would gather things in the Bangor region and bring them down. And one question is, how does quality control work with them? Understand that at their shredding site, very high standards, but Joe's metal recycler up in somewhere up the river may not reach those standards. How can you be sure that those are sufficiently cleaned of oil and mercury and the other items? That's something worth looking into, we thought. And you answered the one about trucks and that there'll be these two sets of trucks. So let's go right to the runoff question. This might have just been supplied in that thick document there, but there were water quality studies done on the New Hampshire site by the consultant for the Pease Development Authority. And as it says here, the EPA also found chemicals and metals, PCBs, mercury, lead, aluminum, and, of course, iron. And so that'd be worth reviewing to see just what the past is there, what we can expect here. And it sounds as though the mechanical or chemical stormwater work has been described a bit to you there. So, and we'd like to find out how can they reduce lead and mercury from the stormwater there. Now, going off to the second page, your hazardous waste, understand that these settled solids will need to be transported to a hazardous waste site on a regular basis. And so there's an expense. Now, how many million gallons of this runoff, the hazardous liquid solid waste, how much will be created and then disposed of? And they noted that the constant wetting down of the piles to reduce dust, that's not, officially not smart about. So we hope that that's taken into consideration. Now, the next one here, this is given to me from somebody I spoke to down in New Hampshire, said the EPA asked them to cover the scrap piles with either giant sheds, no stormwater problem, or perhaps some other kind of thing, and that did not take place. You may want to find out from them whether that's possible or whether that's, if it's practical or not. And it's a lot better to avoid creating tainted runoff than treating it after the fact. And so if approved, will Grimmel build a shed here or create the runoff? And the metal going into the harbor, I think we trusted, they discussed that, the apron-type system. And as was also noted there, that it's very important to continually go down and use those magnets, pull the stuff out. And now, next section there, this interesting point there that we understood from then, the tire flattening problem there. The experience has been a lot of flat tires near the harbor site. Now, while the incoming trucks are capped, the outgoing ones aren't. And what seems to be the problem is that during offloading, a lot of metal fragments will fall onto the frame, the bumpers, the fifth wheel, and so on. And then on the way out, it comes falling off. And so you'll end up, apparently, the last place they were there, they had to have somebody hired to go around and pick off the roads. I just thought, if I'm not sure whether the New Hampshire authority did that or whether the company did it. It may be that the town will have to hire a metal collector to clean the roads every day. And don't know where drivers would be reimbursed if their tires are popped and it's a chunk of metal that's clearly identifiable. And is there going to be liability if an accident happens and someone's got their tire shredded by shredded metal and tip something over, and could that, in fact, bring Route 1 traffic to a standstill at times if you get five people with flats, on a busy Route 1 day? That could be a bit of a challenge. And And in closing there, it's a very big company. It's got operations Maine down to, or had in Florida, out to California, has a lot of experience in doing things, but also, like any good business, on how to get around some things. So you want to, but in general, they're placed the burden of preventing pollution of the bay and the air and prevent the auto accidents from the tire piercing and all that. Put that right onto Grimmel where it belongs, and providing compensation if possible. And I hope that, well, of course, that's your job to put Sears Porters first. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you for providing a written copy.
Sure.